Interview with a group of Welsh pupils. You are going to listen to Welsh pupils discussing their language use. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question, 1 to 5. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Do you think people are judged by how they speak? And do you sometimes change the way you speak according to where you are and who you're speaking to?
Yeah, when I speak to Americans, I change to an American accent. But I can't do it, though, that's the thing. Mm. And they just laugh at me.
I did that in France as well.
When we went to France for school, we were there, but you just sort of start speaking in their accent, although you didn't have a clue how they did speak. You just tended to...
copy words.
Yeah.
Have you had any bad bad experiences or funny experiences about accent then?
When I go into the Indian in Pesta, I start speaking like, hello Abdul, it's Jenna here. I start speaking like them. And they think it's funny, but I don't realise that I'm doing it.
Have you ever been spoken down to because, you know, people making judgments on you and thinking, oh, they're a bit thick, they come from Wales or something. Have you ever felt that?
Sometimes when you go on holiday, well, every year I go down to Devon on holiday, and the people there tend to sort of make fun of you or something when you speak with a big Welsh accent.
What do they say? Any particular incident stuck?
Not really, it's just spiteful, really, that's all.
Would you do it to someone else visiting here? You would, the South Walian, by the sound of it.
Yeah. I like the South Walian accent, though.
Have you had any funny, peculiar experiences with your accent?
No, not really. I can't recall now. It's
not the accent so much that you get, though, it's because of the language itself.
Yeah.
Mm. So like, if they hear you speaking Welsh, you get all like the sheep shagging jibes and everything. But that's not associated with the accent. That's just the language.
How do you react to that then?
I'll tell them where to stick it.
When I was in Italy one year, Siduti is how are you in Welsh, and I was trying to tell teach the lad how to speak Welsh. I said Siduti, and he used to go Siduti tutti frutti, and I always said that, taking the piss a little bit.
But you don't feel put upon, or whenever you go outside your own area, or embarrassed by speaking different from the places where you're visiting. You're quite happy to go along and be yourself, not have to change your accent then, to blend into the background.
It's quite nice though, if you go to England and you speak Welsh, then they have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she said they lose their soul. The real you doesn't come through in acting. I don't know whether it meant you lose your soul in life, but do you think is it very closely bound up with us, the accent, with who we are? And
I don't think it is. I think it's just like too much has been put on it. If you speak Welsh, I think it's the Welsh that's important, not the accent. I mean, you can lose your accent, but as long as you still speak Welsh, then what does it matter if you've lost your accent?
Do you want your great-great-grandchildren to be speaking Welsh?
Yeah. I'd like them to, yeah.
Why?
It's tradition. I've spoken Welsh, my parents have spoken Welsh. People have fought so hard to keep the Welsh language alive, and I'd like to So, yeah, it gives like the Welsh people an element of uniqueness and everyone's individual, because we have something like the rest of Britain doesn't.
Do you think people are judged by how they speak? And do you sometimes change the way you speak according to where you are and who you're speaking to?
Yeah, when I speak to Americans, I change to an American accent. But I can't do it, though, that's the thing. And they just laugh at me.
I did that in France as well.
When we went to France for school, we were there, but you just sort of start speaking in their accent, although we didn't have a clue how they did speak. You just tended to...
copy words.
Yeah.
Have you had any bad bad experiences or funny experiences about accent then?
When I go into the Indian in Pesta, I start speaking like, hello Abdul, it's Jenna here. I start speaking like them. And they think it's funny, but I don't realise that I'm doing it.
Have you ever been spoken down to because, you know, people making judgments on you and thinking, oh, shit, they're a bit thick, they come from Wales or something. Have you ever felt that?
Sometimes when you go on holiday, well, every year I go down to Devon on holiday, and the people there tend to sort of make fun of you or something when you speak with a big Welsh accent.
What do they say? Any particular incident stuck?
Not really, it's just spiteful, really, that's all.
Would you do it to someone else visiting here? You would, the South Walian, by the sound of it.
Yeah. I like the South Walian accent, though.
Have you had any funny, peculiar experiences with your accent?
No, not really. I think I recall now.
It's not the accent so much that you get, though, it's because of the language itself.
Yeah.
So like, if they hear you speaking Welsh, you get all like the sheep shagging jibes and everything. But that's not associated with the accent. That's just the language.
How do you react to that then?
Well, I'll tell them where to stick it.
When I was in Italy one year, Siduti is how are you in Welsh, and I was trying to tell the lad there how to speak Welsh. I said Siduti, and he used to go Siduti tutti frutti, and always said that, taking the piss a little bit.
But you don't feel put upon, or whenever you go outside your own area, or embarrassed by speaking different from the places where you're visiting. You're quite happy to go along and be yourself, not have to change your accent then, to blend into the background.
It's quite nice, though, if you go to England and you speak Welsh, then they have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm. And she said they lose their soul. The real you doesn't come through in acting. I don't know whether it meant you lose your soul in life, but do you think you... is it very closely bound up with us, the accent, with who we are and...
I don't think it is. I think it's just like too much has been put on it. If you speak Welsh, I think it's the Welsh that's important, not the accent. I mean, you can lose your accent, but as long as you still speak Welsh, then what does it matter if you've lost your accent?
Do you want your great-great-grandchildren to be speaking Welsh?
Yeah, I'd like them to, yeah.
Why?
It's tradition. I've spoken Welsh, my parents have spoken Welsh. People have fought so hard to keep the Welsh language alive. And I'd like to see it. It gives, like, the Welsh people an element of uniqueness and everyone's individual, because we have something like the rest of Britain doesn't.